This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Sharif Abdullah and you are listening to The Breakfast Grill. Joining us this morning is Chu Chu Sun, the Managing Director of Micris. Mr. Chu, welcome back to BFM.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone.
Well, Micris is an internet service provider specialized in providing managed internet and intranet network services to enterprises. Back in 2012, Micris made it to the listing of the New Zealand Alternative Exchange, and in October 2018, Micris International Berhad made its debut on Bursa Malaysia's leading entrepreneur accelerators platform, or the LEAP Market listing.
Yep.
So, can you share with us, what is a managed network service?
Now, I think out there, when people are talking about the internet services, okay, a lot of times they are talking about just providing a best effort that internet services just be the bandwidth. Now, the managed services we are talking about, really, we have a lot of value-added services that's already bundled in there. For instance, actually, some customers come to us, they're talking about actually they want to have a real-time utilization actually report, or maybe they want to know actually, you know, whether or not that they can manage the kind of traffic that going through their internet. Okay, for instance, we actually talking about the if you're talking about emailing, surfing, you know, this is normally actually be used for most of the people day to day. But our customers, they're really particular about the kind of application or the traffic that can go through the internet, that the service that they subscribe from Micris. So in this scenario, Micris will come in to say that actually, okay, we will do something called a traffic prioritization. Now, I would take that as an example that actually we build a highway for our customer from point A to point B. Then the customer come back to us and say that actually this highway during a certain period of time, they only allow certain type of a vehicle to go through. Okay. For instance, I will tell you that a morning is a peak hour, you know, it's a jam. Then I want to make sure that no lorry, no buses actually will get through that highway. So same thing that actually we are doing here. In this case, customer will get to know, actually, we're talking about the insight into the traffic pattern, the behavior of their usage, for instance. And we all in, we are talking about the reports that they require. So that differentiate the normal best effort internet service compared to actually versus the managed internet services, which come with a lot value-added services.
So the Minister of Communication and Multimedia announced the double the speed for half the price in September.
Right.
Have Micris seen a dent in revenue since this announcement was made?
Now, definitely you will see that actually, you know, this announcement, double the bandwidth, half the price, I think generally is more applicable to the residential or the mass market. But you don't see that actually, you know, that been talked much for the business segment of the internet service. So definitely to the end user, they will get actually to enjoy a faster speed and at the cheaper cost, okay? But seriously, when you look at the business aspect of it, in long run, yes, we believe that actually the bandwidth cost will come down. Meaning to say that actually even for a business user, they will be able to enjoy a cheaper internet service. But that will actually take time. And you see that actually, you know, the key thing is this. For the best effort, there's no commitment level. But if you're using internet actually for the business, for a critical applications, normally our clients will ask actually for the service level assurance or guarantee. You say, hey, whether it's 99.3, whether it's 99.5. So that's why I say, you know, it give me actually a classic example that we are talking about, you know, the years ago, how you purchase PC. Maybe today, you're still paying maybe 4,000-5,000 ringgit all these years. When there's a new upgrade, you pay for the same price, but you are getting actually much more values bundled into the PCs or the notebook that you purchase for the same price. So we see that actually that is going to happen to the internet services, meaning you pay, the customer will pay for the same price, but you will see actually more values we bundle in.
So what I understand is that in the business sector, when we have not seen a reduction in price.
Not yet.
But you are saying that there has been an increase in bandwidth. Is my understanding correct?
Correct. Meaning to say that actually, you know, probably for now, actually you pay for 100 meg for the account price. But in future, when come for the next upgrade, because customer will actually sign up on the contractual basis, maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, that depends, okay? But by the time of the renewal, yes, you will see that for the same price, probably they will be able to get actually a higher bandwidth with more value-added services to be bundled in together. Okay. So it's a better value for the money that they spend.
Okay, so this is exclusive for Micris customer, or are we talking about industry-wide?
Industry-wide in general, this is what you will see. So now, we see the good thing actually with the initiative from the ministry. We see that actually right now, the residential, the mass market actually, you know, started to enjoy that. But later on, you see it will propagate actually to the business segment as well.
Right. Would Micris consider being flexible? For an example, there are businesses out there who are cost-conscious. Would Micris consider on having reduced the price with the same value?
Oh, sure. Actually, when it comes to renewal, customers always come back to us with the revised requirements. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes a customer come back to us and say that, hey, due to the budget constraint, they probably they do need actually such a high bandwidth. Probably they say that, hey, the services-wise, probably they can go for the entry level. Or maybe actually they will start with something very minimal. They can actually revise that. So with that, yes, over a period of time, actually, we see that actually customers actually ask to revise actually the package according to their business needs. So we also see that actually sometimes, you know, the revenue actually dropped after they revise their requirements. So my Micris in this aspect, we are being flexible. So we just look at the customer requirements, what they need.
We could see all major ISPs, they are quite upfront with their packages and pricing.
Right.
So you can see it online.
Right.
But that is not the case for Micris. What is stopping Micris from publishing their packages and pricing?
All right. You see, that's the main difference is really that, you know, because what we are providing is a managed internet service. If you're talking about just internet bandwidth alone, 15 meg, 100 meg, yes, you publish it, you're going to run away from it. No, the subscriber just need to tell them which package you want to subscribe. Then they go with it. But in our scenario, unless you're telling me that actually you just want to buy bandwidth, yes, our price, public price actually very much is regulated as well, that it will be more or less the same as any other major ISPs out there in the market. But however, if you started to talk about value-added services, we have actually a few modules that actually customer can choose from. And sometimes they come back to us and say, no, I don't need, actually I need a higher service level. I need 99.5, I need full redundancy, I need actually a real-time insight report to tell me actually about my data visibility. Once we customize that, then we found that a lot of times we cannot follow the standard pricing anymore. So very much you're right to say that actually for 300-odd corporate clients we have, we always customize our product for them. And thus, actually, we don't follow the standard pricing because that's not too applicable in our business scenarios, you see.
If I was a customer, I'd be wondering whether or not what I'm paying equal, if not less or more, than another customer that you're servicing. So again, is that something difficult for Micris to apply?
In fact, yes. If you're talking about actually just internet basic services, that one for us to publish the price actually definitely that one we can do it. But we also notice that right now actually customers nowadays are actually getting smarter already. So when they ask for the customized products or solutions, they always actually ask at least 3 or 4 quotations for comparison.
Right.
So they know for sure that what they are getting actually we call it actually is a market rate. Yeah, but if you opt for something like best effort or just a general business package, yes, you will get actually a standard pricing.
You're currently servicing around 300 customers, you mentioned earlier, and you claim that your risks are spread almost evenly amongst them.
Yeah.
Now, just looking into the size of your company, just a question, would it make a better business sense to have a smaller clientele so that your CapEx and your OpEx can be reduced?
No, I think, one thing if you notice actually from our financial report, actually, our CapEx every year has been quite consistent. And in fact, one of the uniqueness about our network actually is this, we have a modular expansion. So in this case, we grow with customer. If there's no customer needs actually, then we can maintain a small kind of setup and we don't have to spend so much money, okay? But when the time that actually the customer actually need a higher level of the service and actually more complicated kind of the actual network requirements, then yes, we can actually choose to upgrade. So the matter actually of whether actually it will cost us more to us actually, because the fact that actually we expand with the customer needs actually, and as such, actually, we're still able to manage our actually operating expenses and the capital expenses, you know, in this regard.
I'm speaking to the managing director of MyCris, Mr. Chu Chu Sun. We are going to take a short break, but when we come back, we will speak about your challenges and also your expansion plans that lies ahead. Stay tuned on BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
Good morning. Welcome back. With us this morning is the managing director of MyCris, Mr. Chu Chu Sun. Earlier, we were speaking about CapEx,
right.
And you explained how you were still able to manage your 300 customers with the current capacity that
right.
you have.
Yep.
Now, you have two types of network infrastructure that you use, which is the WLAN, if I'm not mistaken, is wireless LAN,
right.
and also the fiber optic cables.
Right.
Now, could you help us explain in layman terms, how does your wireless LAN technology works?
Now, this wireless LAN actually is based on the unlicensed spectrum, meaning to say it's just like your Wi-Fi. It's strictly speaking, actually, it's based on the Wi-Fi technology. The only thing difference actually from what we actually are deploying in a network actually is something called a proprietary kind of actually wireless technology, where we are talking about a point-to-point kind of connectivity.
Okay.
So yes, we are still following a standard like actually in A0.11, AB, things like that, you know. And that's why actually, you know, in terms of the wireless LAN technology, there's only actually a standard that we follow.
Mm.
Okay. So in this case, when we want to actually deploy our wireless network to the client, that we require to have something called line of sight.
Okay.
So meaning to say that actually we will have our point of presence, which we normally refers it to POP. We have the POP set up at some strategic building. And sometimes actually, you know, the line of sight could go as far as maybe 15 to 20 kilometers, point to point.
Okay. So 15 kilometers. We're talking about the Wi-Fi frequency that all of us are familiar with, which is the router that we see at home.
Right.
And that could extend to 15 to 20 kilometers.
Correct. Yes. So with the different type of the antenna that we use, of course, it's not the small little antenna that you have at home.
Right.
For us, actually, at the rooftop, very, very much actually is quite similar to the mobile network that you actually come across actually in some of the actually shop lot. You see that actually they have a panel. The only thing actually difference actually we use a parabolic or the round shape of the antenna. Now, the bigger the antenna, based on the technology, then it can actually radiate further. And thus, actually, the connectivity point, actually, the distance can be extended.
Okay.
So that's why we say that actually, you know, we have customers actually, you know, we have successfully connected within the 15 to 20 kilometer radius using a bigger size of the antenna. So this is the beauty about the wireless technology.
Now, let's talk about your service level agreement. So you claim to have to be the very few service providers that are able to offer a service level agreement with a guaranteed service uptime of 99.3% to 99.9%.
Yes.
So how many times have you been called on for your service level guarantee, and how much is this costing your business?
No, I think in those early years that, you know, after we started our operation, yes, the service level actually was quite a challenge to us that time. But thanks to the technology involvement, and today I would say that even I think as an example for the last 3 years, frankly speaking, we have been able to meet the service level that we committed to the customer most of the time. Now, whether it's 99.3, and sometimes you will say that, hey, 99.3 actually talking about the fiber or the wireless, what's the difference? We realize that actually today customers, what they care about is the result of the performance and talking about the service level that they're getting.
Okay.
Whether it's the fiber or the wireless, yes, customer can have a choice. You can have a choice actually of the 99.3 kind of service level over the fiber or over the wireless. But however, when the customer actually move up the service level and say that I need 99.5, I need 99.9, then more frequent than not, actually, MyCris, we will opt to go with hybrid. We always actually term it's the best of both worlds for the wired and wireless. You see, the beauty about this combination is this. Actually, fiber, you know, that is running underground. And occasionally, we heard about cases where the contractors or the construction work actually accidentally actually broken the cable. And with the balance of the wireless, which is going over the air, that is actually something that actually, you know, I would put it that, you know, we build, we operate, we manage by MyCris, our own, without depending on any third party. And thus, the turnaround time to fix the wireless problem is well within our control. So we told the customers that, look here, you go for, actually, if you go for 99.5, why you want to choose only one media? Why not you can have the best of both? Now, one of the features that actually we keep telling and sharing with our customers is wireless, it allows you to burst the bandwidth as and when that you require. For instance, actually, you know, you ask actually, hey, I want to install actually 100 meg of the actually internet services. We normally, what we will install actually is the link will be able to cater up to maybe 2 or 3 times more. So in the event that actually the fiber broken, imagine, we can actually help to take all your traffic that previously actually run through the fiber and switch it over to wireless seamlessly. And that can be done within actually a few minutes rather than talking about actually a few days. No. So we see that actually the beauty actually of the hybrid net is where we actually go out and promote to the customer and say, hey, come to enjoy a higher level of the service.
I guess where you're coming from is with regards to your customer service. With regards to the mm-hmm. service level guarantee, you're talking about 24 hours around the clock mm-hmm. services, being there and making sure that the line is uninterrupted. Mm. So that brings down to that question, how much do you invest on your customer service to manage this expectation?
Right. Is it if the customer opt for a standard 99.3, as I said, if they actually want to go with fiber, by the way, today, since we are talking about promoting hybrid, yes, we also deliver service actually through fiber, and which in this case, we work with some of the incumbent telcos, okay, and they are the fiber service provider in Malaysia. If you're talking about nationwide reach, you know that actually, you know, there's only one big company that currently have a very good coverage throughout the whole nation. So in this case, whether you opt for the fiber media or you go for the wireless for the 99.3, wow, that is actually based on our own infra or actually on the back-to-back infra actually with the fiber service provider. But however, when you move up the actually the service level and talk about the more than 99.3, then yes, more frequent than not, you will actually have to pay a slight premium, maybe 10 plus 20% more compared to the 99.3, the standard actually SLA. Yes, so the premium that actually that we charge more, when you say that they bundle into the hybrid, okay, that's where actually it balances up in our cost. So it will be no event that actually, you know, that we have to kind of subsidize heavily and invest heavily actually in order to promote that service. No. So it's actually, now, the other thing that actually differentiate us from the other service provider that claim that they can do both, the difference is this. From the day one, our wireless network is redesigned and catered for business only, not for shared service, not for best effort service. So as such, that actually whatever the actually, you know, the connectivity that we're talking about within that wireless network is really has been built and redesigned and built to cater for the business applications, for the business online services, you know, things like that. So it's very different level.
So you're looking at expanding regionally. One of the places that you've highlighted is Myanmar, but you've also made plans to expand in Kota Kinabalu and Johor Bahru.
Yes.
Why go regional and why not other cities in Malaysia first?
Yeah, in fact, actually, we are being very prudent in our regional expansion plan. Now, frankly, if you compare the local market and the overseas expansion market, I would say that actually you look at the internet business user demographic, the three main cities actually accommodate more than 60% easily of the total internet business usage, okay? And frankly, in Malaysia, we still find that there's a lot of room for us to grow. Mm. And the market that we are in today, you're talking about managed data services following our market research. Right. The size is approximately about 1 billion. Okay, that's the amount that we're talking about. And our market share is so small. Mm. You're talking about single digit. Okay.
Yes.
So meaning to say that if you do it right, I believe that actually there's still room for us to expand. Mm. And that's why actually you look at our expansion plan, we have actually in Malaysia, which we are talking about a few main cities. The next we're going to move and have our own branch actually is JB, which currently we are serving about 20, 30 clients already there through remotely and with some local business partners support, okay? And the next one we're looking at actually KKA in East Malaysia, and later on probably we'll go into the Kuching. Now, You talk about Nyama, in fact, before we come to actually, you know, deciding actually in investing into Nyama, we have done a lot of homework. The key thing is this: we insist that we will find a right partner to co-invest. Else, we would not actually invest into Regina.
Right.
Okay, so in this case, yeah, we look at it, you know, because no matter how, Micris can only provide technology and technical assistance, and all these actually sales, marketing, customer support have to be localized. The service have to be localized. So even though actually we have planned to expand into regional, but we are taking a very prudent steps actually in finding the right partners and understanding the market, and we're in no hurry to expand to the regional. So we started with the first country, which is Nyama, which I think we are coming to the end actually of that investment the decision.
Okay.
And later, if there is actually a good partner, then we'll continue to explore into Cambodia, Vietnam, etc.
You know, you mentioned one of your challenges is finding rooftop spaces
right
to install your antenna. Tell us more about these challenges.
Now, years ago, I would say that actually renting or getting the rooftop of the high-rise building is pretty easy, and you paid actually a very cheap rate for that. But unfortunately, you say that about, you know, 7-8 years ago, the whole landscape changed, the scenario changed, because of the fact that actually, though, when the government actually, for instance, at one time, talk about rolling out the WiMAX. The WiMAX route, actually, you need to set up a lot of actually base stations over the rooftop, whether it's actually a shop lot or the strategic building. And the time, there's demand supply. All of a sudden, the rooftop owner, they realize that they can command actually a pretty good premium actually on the rooftop rental. Then suddenly, we found that actually the rooftop charges or even the rental increased by 3-4-fold. Okay, thanks to the guy that actually being so aggressive in deploying the WiMAX. So today, you look at it, you know, because of our technology requirement to have the line of sight, we can only settle for the strategic high-rise building. Not like actually the mobile operator where they can go on the shop lot, they can actually, because it's a broadcast. Our case actually, as I said, actually is a point-to-point, we require line of sight. So recruiting the right actually building, and even actually, you know, to get actually, you know, some of the commercial buildings, you know, owner to agree for us to set up, is always a challenge because we have to prove to them that, hey, look here, you know, actually we follow, we comply to the MCMC installation guide. Actually, we take care of all the safety procedures, you know, things like that. So it become tougher today for us to recruit a new pop or even the rooftop.
I was speaking to Mr. Chu Chiu Sun, Managing Director of Micris Group. Thank you for being at The Breakfast Grill. I'm Shariz Abdullah, and you are listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you so much.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile. Now with wider 4G LTE reach. Baru la best.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.